All right, let's check on little man. He's fast asleep. Oh, my gosh. Guy's flopping around like a lake fish.
Well, he does do a lot of crappies.
Okay, that I don't like. It looks like we need to call a priest for an exorcism.
I don't know. If he's anything like you, he definitely doesn't need to exercise, apparently.
And puke again.
Oh, I just washed those sheets.
Next time we realize he's not really loving the white Russians you're serving up.
Oh, very funny. How many times are you going to say that,
Joe? Pounding the wine.
You probably shouldn't talk about white Russians all that much right now.
Your drinking is Putin a damper in my days.
Well, Ukraine, sleep on the couch tonight. How about that?
Oh, the passy's out. Please don't freak out.
Every time.
Oh, come on, buddy. You can get it. Get the passy back in. I'll bet you $5 he gets the passy back in. I'll bet you.
No, I'm not going to bet on our... It's not March Madness.
Okay, well, it's driving me to madness, and you're going to march up there.
Oh, he rolled over.
I mean, he is adorable. Look at him.
Oh, extreme close-up.
Okay. Oh, no, buddy. Don't eat.
Oh. Ugh. That's what my nipple sees?
I'll get him.
I'm back from the great north. The north, Canada.
What accent was that?
That's how they talk up there. They all speak in French. It was very confusing, but it was a good time. Thanks for everyone, our northern friends who came out. A lot of people are saying, well, Trey, there's other parts of Canada. I know. I don't want to go there. I'm just kidding. Maybe we'll go to Vancouver and Saskatchewan.
I want to go to Vancouver.
Ottawa.
Yeah.
That's it.
we're back. Correct Opinions in the studio. Subscribe to YouTube, leave us a review, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Let's do this. Derek, roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Whoa, Trey, what was that?
That was a pig impression.
What are you doing that for?
Because I love to eat them.
That's right.
People say they're smart, but they're not that smart because we eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
And the new prime pork at Good Ranchers is a pig I love to eat. Prime pork. That's right. Good Ranchers. I love meat. And Good Ranchers is the number one place to get America's best meat. Beef, chicken, and now they have the best pork too. What is prime pork? It's like prime steak. It has more marbling. It's much better coloring. It's more tender by 25% of other pork. That's 100% American-raised pork you can trust. And you can use our code to get $30 off your box of America's best beef, chicken, and pork today.
That's right. Go get it. It's American meat delivered. $30 off any box.
Because, yeah, you have this crazy, gross, farm-raised, antibiotic, cyborg meat.
If I can't pronounce it, I don't want it.
Yay! Good Ranchers.
Pork, meat, chicken, beef.
Done.
Easy.
It is full-blown, high-quality meat that you get delivered right to your door that you can trust. So go to goodranchers.com. Goodranchers.com. Use our code FAMILYMAN. That's right, our code FAMILYMAN to get $30 off any box. Goodranchers.com. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. Back from Canada, and boy, was I... you talk about... I've never traveled anywhere and been so disrespected.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Montreal, very French town. I don't think a lot of tourism really happens there. And I'd walk around. I don't think I have that much of an accent, but I guess when you really get out of your area, I guess I sound quite southern or whatever. And I would go places and I would say things wrong. I was like, I'll have the Cala. It was like a pizza. This isn't even like Canadian, but I was like, I'll have the Calabrese. The guy was like, the Calabrese. I was like, yeah, man, all of that. He's like, where are you from? Like Oklahoma. And he's like, I've never met anyone from Oklahoma before.
I'm wow.
Like, yeah, I'm Trey. What's your name? He's like, Trey? I've never met anyone named Trey. I was just like, give me the pizza, dude. And I ordered pierogies. They're pierogies.
Okay.
I was just like, a pierogi? What is that? And then she's like, I mean, they were savages. The wait staff over there, they just roast me.
Pierogi?
Hey.
Where are you from?
Trey.
You don't know how to say things.
But I literally do.
Did you say something else funny? Anything else?
Yeah, anything else? I literally do.
That's pretty controversial. That's what you say. So dumb. I'm so much smarter than you.
Let's take an ACT.
Well, what'd you get on it? Where are we going to the ACT, you remember? We don't need to do that.
Yeah.
You ever take the SAT?
I think I took the SAT in seventh grade through Duke.
Oh, yeah. Did you do that? That was dumb.
Yeah, why'd we do that? I didn't know
any of
the math.
My mom made me take the ACT in seventh grade. I just got like a 15 on it. Like, what did this prove? Was this helpful?
Why did we do that? Yeah. I have a basketball game. I'm missing that. Take the ACT to get a 16 in the ACT.
I remember one of my vivid memories of that ACT was watching, because you're there with high schoolers, because that's who's supposed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed like guys and girls like hugging platonically. And I was like, in high school, I get to hug girls.
Oh my gosh.
No wonder they scored so high.
Oh,
boost of testosterone right before they go in.
A middle school boy's mind is a terrifying place.
He's hugging. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just wanted some affection.
But that's what you were thinking about at this. I mean, oh, wow, they get to hug girls.
How tight do they think the hug was?
Oh my gosh. All right.
So, but it was a good time, kind of. It was good. Toronto lit. Very great crowd.
Because Toronto is more like a normal show. Your fans came to Toronto.
It was just a ticketed show. Just
and then
people.
And Montreal is a comedy festival.
I don't know. More than half probably were just people kind of making the rounds of the festival.
But some were fans. Like some people did buy tickets knowing you were going to perform.
Yeah.
That's nice. And for had sure. I gone, we would have just like performed
we
together.
Did the show.
Gotcha.
So, good time. It was cool to see. I got to see five or six different comedians for a bit. Their show.
Make any good connections?
Nope. I didn't meet anyone. I thought it would go one of two ways. Like they do a really good job. There'd be a lot of great ways they'd like get us to all meet, or what it was, which is like, I mean, everyone has their own show. Like you run around. I'm like, I'm watching their show, but I mean, how do I? I got to go to my show.
You mean met Hannah?
Met Hannah briefly. I met maybe one other, but then it's like. You went to some after party thing, and I was like, okay, maybe now this is where I'll meet people. And you look around, and you're like, well, looks like a lot of them went to bed. So, no, I didn't really meet anyone.
Yeah. I don't follow enough comedians.
I'm also just not, I don't know. I think a lot of, they're probably most all dealing with the same thing of like, I don't know, does this person want me to go meet them?
I would see them
once or twice across the room. Like, do I go flag them down? Because I don't know.
How famous did the comedians get at this festival?
I wanted to say something. I'm like, I don't know. She probably doesn't even know who I am. Leanne Morgan was probably the biggest one around, for sure was. I saw her from afar once. I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to bother.
Nice.
So, yeah, I was near her. I was near a few of them, which is cool.
That's fun. Katie, what'd you do this weekend?
I hung out with Thomas. Yeah.
I'd still like to ask, you know, still just, what if, maybe you didn't.
That's not true. You flew to Charlotte.
Well, last week I flew to Charlotte that wasn't this weekend though, but I flew to Charlotte
for
my grandmother's funeral. So it was not for a good reason.
Oh, it wasn't over the weekend though?
No.
Cut it out, Derek.
I got back Friday morning.
You had a nice time, saw some family.
Yes, it was good to be there. Thomas on the flight. By myself, I honestly felt really proud of myself on the way there because there was a delay, so I didn't want to check anything. And any like moms who've traveled alone will really get this. I didn't check any bags with all the baby stuff, and I had Thomas by myself. So I really kind of felt like supermom a little bit.
Yeah,
I had.
And you're a nine?
I had a suitcase, a pack and play, diaper bag, Thomas, and then the car seat stroller. And
makeup on?
And I was dressed for the funeral this entire time. I mean,
that's impressive.
Very impressive.
Do you look as good as me right now? My cool shirt?
Maybe. But yeah.
Pretty cool shirt.
Yeah. I discuss another triggered thing later. But
pretty cool shirt.
I got the shirt because I saw LeBron in it.
You wanted more. Okay.
And it's a cherry blossom
everyone,
shirt.
Check out the shirt.
It's cherry blossoms.
I wanted to highlight this.
And I looked up, cherry blossoms are very prominent in Hong Kong. I think that's why LeBron wanted to wear it.
He supports them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool shirt.
I do not.
But I like
the cool shirt. For Chinese listeners.
But I was going to just say that I got pretty triggered.
What's hello in Chinese?
Ning hao. I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I had all my stuff and I just asked the lady at the gate. I said, is there anyone who could just help me carry one of these things down the jet bridge? Because I was just going to gate check it.
Ni hao.
Ni hao? Is that what you said? Wow.
Go on.
That is. She just looked at me and was like, I mean, I guess.
I thought you said you were a super mom. So what's this about needing help?
And I was like, fine. I'll just do it myself.
Why can't he walk? He's so tall. He looks like
yeah.
Have Thomas carry it.
So
that's so mean.
I don't really understand. Like, I'm like, I can do it myself if you want me to, but like, usually there are guys who are kind of like working and doing that. And so when, I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah. So whatever.
We were talking about that with my sister recently. So the reason I didn't go to Montreal, sister got married this past weekend.
How was it?
But, it was great. It was awesome. She had a person in her life recently, he was like, so remind me again what you're doing for the honeymoon. And she was like, oh, we're going all over Italy for 2 weeks for all of this. And, you know, it's one thing to be like, oh, I could never do that. I'm too much of a planner or I'm too much of a resort person. But this girl went a step further and just looks at her and goes, man, that sounds like it's going to suck for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And Caitlin's like, okie dokie. Well, we're pretty excited.
Yeah, really
people are weird.
Just
man.
Being rude to your face like yeah. that. Yeah, it's like, okay.
Just say.
Is it non-refundable or
yeah?
Change it.
Whose idea was that?
Southwest to Cabo is a pretty good deal going on right now. Think about it.
People are weird, man.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I want to really fired up to look at this. We got to look at this. I'm sure a lot of you've seen it. Mitch McConnell. You know him. You love him. The little turtley guy. There's a glitch in the Matrix or something. I mean, this is all time. Katie, have you seen this? I feel
no.
like you're. You're deep in mom world. You haven't seen it?
Nope.
This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
really zoomed in.
Oh, no.
Retire!
Speak.
Dude, retire. How old is he?
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Anything
else you want to say? Or should I just go back to your office?
Oh, yeah, anything else you want to say? They're talking to him like a grandpa, because he is one. He shouldn't be. He's very a powerful man.
Let's go back to
you. We're going to have to vote for Trump or Biden again, who are 90 years old.
The debates will just be two guys like, I think you.
So this is the, we're coming up on the 1 year.
Today, where's the 33,000?
It looked like the Impractical Jokers were in Mitch McConnell's ear, and they're like, "All right, when you get up there, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, just
loosen. Oh,
he's doing it.
He's not saying anything.
Oh my God, there's just no ditch McConnell. Throw him in one. He's too old. He's gonna be in one soon. He's too old. God bless him. I mean, I wouldn't. Could you imagine getting in a car and you look? You're like Uber for Trey, and it's that guy driving. I mean, I'd get out. I can't drive me down the street, let alone.
You should not have any job.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi, you sweet, pretty lady. Just sit in a chair somewhere and sip a cup of tea. It's too much.
Start sewing. Just do that all day.
No way.
People were wondering, like, what was he looking at something? It's like, maybe the Grim Reaper. He might have actually seen him. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's right there.
That
this is it.
Yeah, he's not. You think
like he literally might have just like had a stroke.
You think there's you think these people that old are still absorbing info? No, the only sponging they're familiar with is the bath they get from the nurse at night.
Oh wow.
I looked. He stopped speaking for 19 seconds. They asked his wife and she said sometimes it does take 19 seconds to get it working.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looks like Jake on his wedding night.
You think that's still happening?
He unbuttoned the dress and was just
still happening.
It's like Jake, it's okay. I know it's your first time.
My mouth is kind of open.
Is there anything else you want to?
Anything you want to say?
Say or...
Okay. All right.
Guns don't kill people. I don't know.
That's fun.
Well, that is fun.
I think, is that why America gets made fun of a lot internationally?
Oh,
probably adds to it.
It was. It makes you kind of break your heart. Like, Katie, you just see a sweet old man like.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, I guess they said he's fine, but they didn't really ever say what that was, right? Like, maybe he did have a mini stroke or what. Obviously, they're incentivized to, they want you to think he's fine, but it's like, I mean, this poor old man, That's just, something just happened to him.
Like, if that was my grandpa or great grandpa, I mean, I would just be like, I think it's time. Like,
hey,
this is...
sit down.
This is, like, sad.
Take a nap. Eat a Werther's original.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Too many, too many Werther's, Papa.
It's interesting, too. Like, isn't there a thing... I could be way off, but didn't... Like, they didn't want FDR... They didn't want the American people to know that FDR had polio. So they would, like, tape him to the podium and, like, stand him up there with the curtains. Mm-hmm. It's like, we are okay with going to certain lengths to prove that you're healthy, but you can't hide that.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can't tape his brain. So, like, maybe we call it a day, you know? Just give it up.
Oh, that's, yeah. I don't know. Is that a stroke? What was it? It was just a...
KDU?
You're a health person.
You gotta have a doctor.
Thomas does that sometimes. What is it?
Well... Very different ends of the spectrum there. They're pretty similar in some ways, but...
Like what?
I mean, he might wear a diaper now.
He might.
A little unstable on his feet.
Katie made a joke. I should be a comedian. Mm-hmm. Both very... Not a lot of vitamin D appears.
Yep. So,
okay, that was fun. Let's, we got an interview. We got another interview for you guys.
It's fun.
Hannah is a hilarious comedian. She's not a clean comedian. So just, you know, it gets a little PG-13 at moments, but it's really not that bad. Just, you know, in case you're, we got to guard our sheltered kids.
Yeah.
So Jake, he was a part of it, but there'd just be moments. I was like,
I can't hear a thing in these headphones.
Yeah.
These
you might also be disturbed. There's certain parts of the interview you'd hear Jake going, la, 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 la. But nonetheless, please enjoy this interview with Hannah Berner. Hannah, thank you for coming on the podcast. We were just joking. Like, we actually just met this weekend, the Montreal Just for Last Festival. Yeah, we were going to talk more, but it's like, well, let's just save it.
Save it.
For the remote podcast.
Yeah, I looked at you and I said, I'll tell you on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need to do this. But yeah, Hannah Berner, everyone. I got to see.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I got to see a bit of your set at one of your shows. Loved it. It was great. I was making the rounds seeing everyone. It was the Friday night show. Cool little room. Blue sparkly dress.
Oh.
Yeah, I pay attention.
They let you in?
Yeah,
that they did. Not normally
barely,
allowed.
Though. It's funny. I wasn't like, I had a show at the festival. I had to walk around with my agent to be like convinced, like, okay, yeah, it's fine. Like, what's the point of being here? I can't even see these people.
Well, Hannah's in her blue sparkly dress.
I wish I got to see.
Yeah.
I wish I got to see more shows. Do you ever wear blue sparkly dresses on your shows?
No. Oh, it's only at only on the studio.
Yeah, only at home.
Only at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was glad to see some of your stuff. It's hilarious. How did your weekend feel at the festival?
It was really fun. That was right when I lost my voice. But I didn't lose it from stand-up. I lost it from all the like fake networking. Like, you go to these parties and they have so much music and you tell the same, like you have a bit that kind of works with the small talk.
Yeah.
And I'll do it like 100 times and no one cared. No one heard me. And then I lose my voice. And then you're at the festival just like, dating's weird, right?
Yeah. What are you telling?
I'm a big fan of you.
Oh, thanks.
And I saw you and I was like, hey, and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm doing your pod. And then I think I like gave you a poke at dinner once. And then I saw you at the airport. I feel like I've known you in a past life.
I know. We just did you get to meet a lot of people? You were at the festival like all week, right? I was just there a couple of days.
I was there since Tuesday. It is like comedy summer camp and everyone's mentally ill.
Yeah.
It's really a mix of strange personalities.
For sure.
A lot of like comics that are on stage really like smooth and funny, and then you get them in person one-on-one and they're just like socially inept. And everyone's nervous, everyone's trying to out funny each other, everyone's like, I just bombed in that hang.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it like
I actually
that?
Didn't drink coffee.
Was everyone just kind of like on, they were like
doing just, a bit at
yeah,
all times
doing a bit all the time.
Yeah, or people are in a mood because they felt like they did bad and they're like, I just need to go back to my room.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude, It's exhausting meeting comedians sometimes because you're like, yeah, I guess we all need to try to be funny the whole time. Like, I even DM'd you because you were posting today, like, I don't I'm supposed to be on vocal rest, but I got a part. And I DM'd you like, it's totally fine for you to reschedule. And you were just, and then you said something back like funny. You're like, I'll just sound like a coal miner. And I spent 5 minutes like, do I need to say a joke back? And I finally was just like, I'll just talk to you in a bit. I'm not ready for this. So.
No, I was really, it's funny because I said something else and I was like, I need a new line. I'm like, I sound like a coal miner. Yeah. I sound like a smoker. I'm trying to work in bits out. No, you are just, you're very naturally funny. I do think, I've been saying I need to be on vocal rest because it sounds cool.
Yeah.
No one's told me to shut up. No one's told me to stop talking. Yeah. I actually like my voice like this.
I know. I feel like the girl's like,
I sound tough.
I saw the funniest TikTok from this girl. Do you ever see this? She's like trying to get a raspy voice before I go out on the town. And she just posts herself screaming for like 3 seconds. And, hey, what's your name?
No, I don't know who I am right now. Like, I'm like a new person.
Yes. Yeah. Might go dye your hair. You look crazy.
Yeah, I almost fought an Uber driver earlier. Yeah.
Speaking of dyed hair, tough. That was, I needed to dye my hair before the next Just for Last Festival. Half of the comedians had dyed hair.
Really? Is that the wave?
It's funny too, because I'm a clean comedian and there wasn't a lot out there.
Oh my God, are you?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
Do you love Jesus?
I do actually, but... I guess, okay. Yeah, I guess that's how it goes a lot of times.
That's a funny follow-up.
Because Taylor Tomlinson used to love Jesus, and she was like a clean comedian. Right. And then she like, now she talks about...
I saw her. She's very funny, and she makes fun of a lot of the intense Jesus-y things. It's hilarious. Yeah. But.
They told us on our... I did a crowd work show, and they said PG-13. And I feel like you can't tell comics PG-13. Like, tell me clean or dirty. Because I'm like, 13-year-old guys are disgusting. Yeah. What does that even mean?
Yeah, you think it's actually worse than rated R? Because it's of 13-year-olds these days. Like, oh, okay, I'll go extra hard then.
Yeah.
13-year-olds are exposed to a lot. I'll do it.
No, seriously. And, crowd work, you don't have time to think. You just put it out there. Yeah. So all the comics were just so dirty, and all the like executives, their head was in their hands. They were just like, "We'll bleep it. We'll bleep it out."
Yeah, just bleep it. Someone get Trey Kennedy in here, say some Disney jokes or something.
I'm actually not as dirty as you would think.
Okay, clip it.
What was
so you think I'd?
Hannah, remind me again. What was the name of the last YouTube video you uploaded?
Oh yeah, we did.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Look at the last. I don't know. Video I'm you a, uploaded.
I'm wild on YouTube. I post like every 3 seconds. Like one.
Oh yeah, you got
oh
to.
Yeah, spit or swallow. I'm a
Derek,
spit or swallow
you?
When you're eating something hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
spicy,
hot.
Spicy.
Oh, that's
spit
true.
It
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you grit it out or do you embarrass yourself and
you get a new bite?
Wait. Are you guys virgins?
Okay. I'm married and we've managed. We have a child actually. Jake.
Yeah,
Jake got married.
Proof.
Jake got married 2 months ago, and I think he still is, but they're working up.
We just got around to it. I think it's common to be nervous, and the therapist
don't
was
the
as shocked as you
were. Performance on the first time.
No, this is great. Yeah, you're learning a lot about us. So we grew up in small towns in Oklahoma, Missouri, so it's the whole thing. It's the whole vibe.
I was actually just in Oklahoma City.
Oh, how was it?
It was so fun.
Good.
I was very confused about like the thin strip. Like what happened? What's the drama?
The panhandle?
Had, like a petty fight with someone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you talking about the
I was
shape
saying
of
it's like,
yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like
the thin strip.
It's like a normal state and then just like a line of Ozempic. Like what happened? So
are
I didn't get to
the
bottom
about
the
panhandle?
Of it. Yeah.
All right, Trey, it's time to fess up. What's going on in the thin strip?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
What's going on?
That's actually really funny because someone else in, like you said, the fake networking press thing I did was like, I was like, Oklahoma. And they're like, what's going on with that like wing out there? Like, why is everyone so fascinated with this? But I mean, there's like in that entire strip, I think like 9,000 people live there. So not a lot.
Do they
Texas.
Have a weird accent or something?
No.
Maybe like a Native American accent. Some of them.
Some of them. For
but
sure,
that's
yeah.
it.
Some of them, their name is like an adjective or a verb.
Simple noun, but they're nice. Nice folks.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
Actually, yeah.
I was doing one of the little podcasts they had me do at the festival, and you talk about just saying what comes to mind. I was sitting down there, and the guy asked me, what's my favorite porn star?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, oh, I'm a good little boy. I was like, never really watched it or participated in it, but... and then he started asking me what my...
You like
never participate.
Yeah, just I have also.
It's like, oh, favorite porn
star. I've never acted with a porn star. Yeah.
And then he
I love all their work.
And then he was like, he was being nice. He's like, okay, I get this guy. But he's like, well, what would your like porn star name be? And we had just talked about Oklahoma, and I panicked and said oil rig. And I was kind of like, that's out on the internet now. So
no, everyone worked for oil fields, and I was like, is this like a finance bro in New York? Like, what are the oil guys in Oklahoma?
Oh.
And I was trying to get to the bottom of it. Yeah, that was also when I went to Kansas City. I got made fun of because I didn't eat barbecue when I was there.
Mm, yeah,
I was busy. I was, you know, when you're just, I didn't do it, and everyone was like, "How could you come all the way here?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
Do you eat meat?
What are you trying? What are you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not a hand on the street. just purely,
just you know,
ribs.
It's actually a good man street question.
Hell
no,
yeah.
I do love meat. What is your Disney joke? I want to know, because I actually have a Disney joke also.
Oh, I was saying more in general. It's just premise? Rated for Disney. I'm not that super clean. I'm a good PG guy, dude.
Yeah,
I'll give you a little PG-10.
Yeah.
So I like
11.
PG-10.
What's your Disney joke?
It depends. Did the 10-year-old grow up in New York City?
Right.
they're doing acid at like 9 years old, smoking a cigarette. My Disney joke is about how Disney trains you to be like attracted to like the prince type guys who are kind of cocky, like narcissist, life of the party. And then I go through like Disney princes and why they're like not great dudes.
Oh, that's
and then
cool.
At the end, I kind of defend the Beast because I think the Beast is hot.
At
the
fair.
End, I like say some things about the Beast's body, but that's not.
Yeah, I support. I am a Beast apologist.
Yeah.
Because he was very controlling, but he was 6'4", so.
Yeah, come on, let's be real.
He was tall, dark, and handsome. What more do you want?
He picked her up so easily.
That's great.
That's great.
I do enjoy the coal miner voice when we were talking about that, because there was a time on our last tour when I think I'd just been maybe performing too much, talking to people too much, and, you know, the show must go on, so I'm just, like, spraying coat throat in my mouth and going on stage, and I can't feel my own tongue, but after a while, it would wear off, and...
You have a lisp. For
yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. It's like, oh, Cincinnati, how we doing? Yeah, no.
India the virgin to the house.
But it would wear
off.
You
forget our voice is our instrument.
No.
There you go.
Preach.
It would start to hurt, but I remember one of the guys we were touring with, he was like, I love throat-hurting Jake, because it would hurt so bad, I would talk a lot slower and a lot calmer. And he was like, I enjoy how you deliver your jokes. I've seen them the normal way. And now I've seen them how you deliver them when your throat hurts. And it's like, you're more like pissed off.
So that's yeah. why Jake won't come out with me unless he has COVID.
COVID or just a ton of cigarettes.
Yeah. He tries to purposely contract it. It's amazing.
It helps my delivery.
So you were touring kind of throughout the COVID mess and all that. Yeah. How did y'all handle it over there? Did you ever have to cancel? Did you ever get COVID? Did you ever just have it
I've had every COVID. No, I have had every COVID. I didn't do comedy for a while. We were like in Long Island, just hunkering down. I was just podcasting a lot. I was, who knows what I was doing. And then I went to Indianapolis finally. And I never go out after shows. I'm pretty like diligent. Like I don't even drink. I just like perform, go home. But it was that like first post-COVID show and the comics were like, let's go to a bar. And I'm like, I'll go to a bar. I don't want to go anywhere crazy. We end up at like some crazy club in Indianapolis, like girls hanging from the ceiling. Sorry, Trey. Don't think about it. But it was
don't describe it too much.
But I literally got like an unvaccinated strain of Delta and came home and like everyone
that
got
Indianapolis
it. And
Delta,
I was like,
man.
Indianapolis. So like New York, everyone is pretty safe. Like everyone, because there's so many people everywhere. We were really good with the masks. But then a lot of New Yorkers just moved to Miami.
Yeah, I heard like, New York, they barely got COVID in New York is what I heard.
Everyone was so safe. It was not a problem at all.
Yeah. The nursing homes especially.
That's their thing. Well, look at the New York subways. They say, why are these the cleanest places on earth? Because there's so many people coming through them.
There's so many rats. They're getting the virus.
Make it cleaner.
We were really like scared to leave our houses because the second you leave your house, there's people everywhere. So I was jealous of people who lived in LA or like middle America who had they were like in pools and stuff. I'm like, must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Looks beautiful.
Oh yeah.
COVID. Yeah.
I was my show over the weekend, you know, I'm it was up, obviously, Montreal. It's a different country, and it's like basically France next, you know, forget Canada. It's very much more liberal than the roots we come up with.
Is it?
And I liked, the biggest laugh I got all night was when I just joked about how I was like, we got married in 2020. It's like, you know, haha, what a terrible year to get married. It's like, but, oh, we still did the wedding. We just went to Texas.
They
which
loved
is,
it.
Which is the truth. And they're like, idiots down there. But we did. It was wild down in Texas.
COVID was weird because our lives really changed during it. I was single going into COVID, and out of COVID, I was engaged because I met someone and got engaged in 6 months. But I say COVID years is like dog years times seven.
For sure.
So like all my material was about like dating and being single on these guys. And then I was like, and then I got engaged. So it was this, a lot of growth that like the comedy had to catch up to the story. Because I can't like lie on stage.
Right.
The jokes aren't worth it to lie. I feel like people can sense when you're not being authentic. So I was like, oh my God, do I want to marry this guy and have to rewrite myself? Yeah,
that's
I was going
funny.
Through that.
Yeah, you did.
All last tour. I started the tour. I mean, probably had 10 minutes worth about singleness and different dates I'd been on and things that I'm trying. And then
fell in love.
Yeah. Met a girl who's now my wife. And, you know, her parents would come to the show, and I'm like, anybody else single out there? You know, it's like, oh, gosh.
People don't think about that with comedians. You got 2 years of that. I was like writing jokes about being a dad before I even had my child.
It's like, that's
I'm just trying to guess, because by the time we're out, I'm going to have one.
Yeah, you kind of got to
do that. Do you like being a dad?
Yeah, thanks for asking. He's 5 months old, and it's been great for the content, the material. Which I'm most grateful for. The first time we were out after the kid, I had like my first show, because I kind of took a couple months off to have a kid and be around, and went out. I mean, I had 15 minutes to try about newborn dad life, and it just all went pretty good. I was like, oh,
just came to
it's you. Like what I needed to top off the hour. I was like, oh, thank God.
That'll give me the rest
that's
of the way.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
I feel like your videos are very consistently good.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
I trust the content. You know when you see someone's and you're like, oh, this is gonna be
enjoyable. I should turn the sound on for
you
this
first
one.
Yeah.
Right.
But for so long, like, you've been creating content forever, I feel like, not to age you.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I know. I've been doing it for a decade. Vine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so it's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's
what
great.
What were your because I know you deal with this, you were talking about the same thing. What are your just repeated your press questions? Like for me, you know, they go, they're always like, okay, so it's the two of them. One is like, so Vine's where you started, right? R.I.P. Vine. Tell us, what was it like going from 6 seconds to 60? And you're like, okay. And then the second is, yeah, videos to stand up.
Are they the
Tell
same?
Us.
Are they the exact same?
What,
or are they
what
different?
Was that like? What are those questions you always get where you're like, all right, here we go again?
I do have to say, I root so hard for like the people who start on YouTube or Vine or TikTok.
Definitely.
Because there is the traditional sense of like, oh, you know, they're just YouTubers. And you almost feel like if a YouTuber does badly, you're like, no, it's bad for all of us.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like being a woman in comedy. Like one girl does bad. They're like, that's
like
why they shouldn't be.
Straight white
comedy.
Guy gets canceled again. You're like, gosh, dang it, dude. That's not a good look for me.
You're like, not all men.
Yeah,
not all YouTubers.
Stop. I know.
But I was like you, where I was a content creator beforehand, creating like funny videos for this media company. And then I was tweeting. And I just feel like there's so many different forms of joke writing that especially like if you live in Oklahoma, like you couldn't just go to that many open mics probably. So like you did it in the best way possible for your situation. Me as a woman, it's not like the natural thing to be like, let's go to tons of open mics at midnight in the Bronx and take the subway alone. So it's more like, oh, I want to create in a different way. So I love to see people's unique journeys. People ask me a lot, like, who do you look up to? And I feel that question is such a weight to it. Cause like, so I guess back then there was only like three comics and you were like, yeah, I just copied Dave Chappelle or
something. George Carlin.
But, like, yeah, I feel so much pressure of like who I'm influenced by. I'm like my grandpa, Jerry. Like,
he's really funny. He's pretty funny at Christmas.
Dude, that's real though. Really I think funny. That is a tough question to answer when, especially for people like us, cause I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of those standups who go through the ordeal of the open mic, just brutal lifestyle or like you know, it's all this, the same thing, this fraternity. They all study stand up. They've watched all the specials. And I grew up in Oklahoma and I wasn't allowed to watch PG-13 movies. I'm like, I'm sorry, I haven't seen that much George Carlin. My parents, I would have been grounded if they caught me watching it.
I still don't say some of the words that Richard Pryor says.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wait, you guys are so adorable.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
No, it's funny you find that adorable.
So it's, yeah, I agree. That question too is tough. And because my real answer would probably just be like my dad and my papa. They were.
Yeah.
They were funny.
My uncle.
Well, I think it's also like almost a blessing because I was talking to my friend Ian Lara. He was like, I actually learned other people's voices before mine. He's like, I could write a premise and end it like how Chris Rock would end it or George Carlin, where I purposely actually won't consume that much of like other people's podcasts or other YouTubers because I'm kind of like a sponge and I kind of really want to just have my voice. And I think that's how you get a following by people being like, oh, I've never seen this like X factor of energy, which everyone has if you can really kind of, people be like, how'd you find your voice? And I was like, I think you just channel like who you were as a little goofy kid and lean in.
Totally. Yeah, I think that's good.
I think when we're talking to, maybe if like other comedians are working with us, they love chatting, like, who do you watch? Who do you listen to? Have you seen this one, you know, female Australian comic? You know, I'm always just like, no, I haven't seen them. No, I haven't seen
them. I support women in comedy.
Yeah, I feel like I don't watch that many people. I feel like I'm a bad comedian. But at the same time, I also feel like, you know, the more you watch, the easier it would be to take bits and pieces from everyone. And there is an argument to steal like an artist, but I don't know. I think it'd be very easy to like subtly just be stealing someone's delivery and the way they do things. And oh, so,
I had to watch that too because I'd have a phase where I'd watch a bunch of a comedian. You know, like I'd watch much Bo Burnham, and I'm like writing this like angsty like
anti-society.
Yeah, I'm like, where's this coming from? I remember one weekend I'd watched like a Maniscalco special, and I caught myself on stage be like, beep. And I was like, oh my God, I grew up in Oklahoma. Why am I talking? What's that with these big butts?
Like, you know, when your uncle.
Yeah.
You're
like, oh my God. What are you talking about? Yeah. So I was like, I got to chill. That's real. It's very real. So, you have something?
No, no, no.
So you were just, I imagine you were primarily there because you were one of the Variety's 10 comics to watch. Congrats.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, how was that experience? Because there is part of my cynical view of it is like, you're like a comic to watch, but she's like selling out theaters. Like,
well,
they probably should have thought of her a few years ago.
People are watching her.
But yeah. And I like Leanne Morgan was one of them. Like she's like selling out arenas. Keep an eye on her. Hey,
Dibs. We saw her first.
But, how was that experience?
Well, it was cool for me because last year I actually got this thing called New Faces, which like they're new, and it's funny because a lot of people aren't new on it, but it's a nice industry tap. And I actually, they give you like 6 minutes to perform, and they had all of us perform, and there was 20 of us, and I was 19th on the lineup. And I like loved my set. I was so confident in it, and I went up, and like the audience just like wasn't what I wanted it to be. And I felt like my career was over. I failed. This was my one shot. Like I was so in my head about it. And I love like the internet because you don't have to wait for someone to choose you. You don't have to wait for like the right person to put you through. So I just was like using TikTok like a TV show that I could just have freedom with. And then I got in Variety within the year, and it was like, wow, you were so in your head of like a 6 minute set. And then this year we had to do another like 6 minute set at that same venue, but instead as Variety's top 10. And I really was like, let's get some redemption. And I had a lot of fun with it. I used to be like a tennis player, so I really approach my comedy kind of like a sport that's just a little more creative.
Grunt
and fun.
A lot. Moaning, yes.
A lot of grunting. Yeah. Sometimes
that's
I break
I like
my
beast.
Racket. But they say a lot of comics are like athletes or addicts.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wow.
A little both.
Steroids.
Had to delete the DraftKings app.
Yeah.
All good.
There it is.
That's you like fully going off the deep end of DraftKings.
Yeah, right. That's a very a nice
Your
sheltered
wife's like,
boys
Where's
attic.
The fridge? Where did the fridge go?
Yeah, what's
like,
going
we'll
on?
Get it back.
And then this set went better? Did you still feel like
Yeah, no, the set went really well.
Oh, good.
And I was like happy, but it's just so funny how like why did that 6 minutes make me define my career in my own head when like no one cared? But it's a lot of cool camaraderie because stand-up is a very lonely thing to do. So to sit around with other people who are on the road as much as you, who have to post clips as much as you, makes you feel like you're part of a community, which is like fun. And now I'm alone again, but
yeah. Until next year, I guess. No, that's until next year. Sure. I was glad to hear it went well. Yeah, that's part of it because I felt like my show was kind of like, but it's nice when you get off because a couple years ago I just would have been like, I may never show my face again. Well, but I was like, you know what?
The Montreal crowd is hard because, yeah, I mean, I do my jokes about like at Walgreens, like they don't have Walgreens there. It's like a whole certain things you say. It's, right. I did like a whole gun joke and it didn't land last year because they were like, guns.
Whoa, take like, it easy. Yeah.
Now America. And yeah. They were like, we don't care about America. I said Justin Trudeau was hot and they were like, that's problematic. And yeah. I'm like, okay, I don't know what
oh,
you guys
sorry.
Want
sorry.
Right. Sure. Yeah. It is
sorry.
Different.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, the Montreal crowd is tough a little bit. People aren't known to crush all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes you feel any better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was
fine. Are you crying?
Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. It wasn't a total bomb, but it's just, you know, there's those, you start your set and you know, you open with something strong. I'm like, okay, I'm getting to this joke. That's just one of my favorites. Cause man, it gets people going. And I did that. And they were kind of like,
all right.
I was like, all right, the next 45 might be a little tough. That's
yeah,
the worst.
Like, we're going to have to work.
Yeah.
We're going to
just kind of get through it. But no, the crowd, they showed me love. It was just different. I mean, we're spoiled too. I mean, you're doing big rooms and you go from your 100% fans to like,
Canadians.
They can't even read, I don't
to
think.
To some guy from UTA who's just like yelling at someone over email.
Yeah. Like I knew my show wasn't that strong, not when I got off stage, but when like five people from my agency came back and said, it was so good. And that's when you're kind of like, all right, you're coming at me with a little too much here. So, sounded so good.
I've heard it four times, but tonight something was even better than normal.
Yeah, there.
That's when you know.
They're like, you know, a lot of the noise was in the back. The crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. The way the acoustics, it would bounce off. It would really stay in the back.
The acoustics.
Curtains. It went through the air conditioning vent. The acoustics. Yeah.
That is a good one. Yeah, a lot of the sounds in the back.
It also was so hot the whole time. They don't have AC in Montreal, so I was like sweating profusely.
It was hot the first day
the whole
out there.
Time.
They don't have AC, but. Cooled off. Yeah. It was nice.
Hannah, what does your tour schedule look like? Where are you going? How often are you going out?
Oh my gosh. So I'm actually consciously taking this next month like a teacher. Like I'm trying to relax. I mean, I am podcasting and I am creating content and I have like two shows, but I'm relaxing this month. And then I go to like Texas and I go to Chicago. I'm going everywhere from like September to March. My first kind of like, I just started doing theaters, and now I'm like continuing.
Yeah, congrats! I saw you added a show in Kansas City.
That's awesome.
Yes, Kansas City represent.
Okay, so you go see her, Casey, the Truman. That's a cool.
I do feel like Missouri is interesting because the North has a certain accent, and then the South has a different accent, and it's fascinating to me.
I thought this was going to be about like the geography again. What's that little strip in the bottom right?
I know. I'm like, what's the bottom going on? No, but some people are like, hey, y'all. And some people are like, sound Midwestern.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think that's more of a sign of just the lack of intelligence the state has as a whole. Because I'm from the same exact county as my dad is. We had the same upbringing. Yeah, same geolocation. And he has like a southern drawl. I'm like, where did this come from? Like, your grandparents don't speak this way. I don't speak this way. I think he's just an idiot. Yeah. So I think that's what's
it's
going
a lack
on
of
in
education.
The state.
Sure,
that makes sense.
It missed some generations.
It's not North versus South. It's just an aptitude thing.
Yeah, and then you get actually, real South, real Southwest, and then the draw kind of changes from the math.
Yeah. There's only so many teeth to work with.
Yeah.
There's a list.
Yeah, Ryan Hamilton has a really good joke where he makes fun of New Yorkers how we're like. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And he's like, they should say that about other places like Missouri or like Iowa.
Yeah.
Because New Yorkers couldn't make it there. Like,
no.
They don't have bodegas late at night. I'd be freaking, there's no police. Like nothing. I don't know how to drive. I can't drive. I'm a New Yorker. Like I would not make it in Missouri.
There's COVID everywhere.
Actually.
Yeah.
It's COVID.
Undiagnosed.
Like, that's so
no
true.
No one's testing. No one has free tests. But I was a tennis player, so I was recruited to play for the University of Wisconsin.
Go Badgers.
So I go Badgers. But I remember the Mizzou coach I was talking to a bunch of coaches, and he was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd love to have you at my school, but I don't think you would enjoy it
here. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting a vibe.
And I heard it's such a fun school, but he thought I was like Biggie Smalls or something because I'm this girl from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I heard it's actually a very fun school, but he was like, I just feel like you might not fit in. I'm like, because I'm Italian?
Yeah. That's so like, funny.
I don't know.
He's like, you're too exotic.
Yeah, it's just, this is going to be a lot. You're going to be marginalized, I think. Yeah, in Columbia. Where did you go to college?
I went to University of Wisconsin.
You did go to Wisconsin.
I mean, Madison is great, but it was a culture shock for sure.
Yeah.
But I definitely got to experience kind of that polite Midwest life. People love saying it. Good morning.
Yeah, right.
And they don't care.
We love good morning.
But it's just what they do.
Mm-hmm. Up early.
So I do understand cows. About. Yeah.
Did you
ducks,
killing
ducks?
Have you played the comedy on State in Madison?
Yeah, it's my favorite club.
Yeah.
My dream was actually to play the Orpheum, and I'm going to do it this coming up in the next couple months. I don't know my schedule. I'm living day by day. But yeah, going to school there, I remember seeing comics there, and I never thought I'd be a comic. I just knew I loved it. I never put like two and two together.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen you in Madison.
Some great comics there.
You got a show at Barrymore Theater, so are you announcing another show, the Orpheum?
Yeah, at the Orpheum.
Oh, sick.
Because they sold it out, and I was like, I want to play the Orpheum. And they were like, okay, let's see if we could do that. And I'm like, don't book stuff in Madison without asking me because I know the spots.
Yeah. The first show that Trey and I ever did together was at Comedy on State there. And we were just like, comedy clubs are going to be awesome. This is great. They're
You're like,
all
comedy's
like this.
Easy.
Yeah. Luxurious.
Comedy is
yes.
Not all like that.
No. Yeah. The next day was
also
Omaha.
The green room is amazing.
It's yeah. Like, that's what we're saying.
I was like, can I sleep here?
Yeah.
They were like so nice to me, and they had me like, this was like 4 years ago. I was just really trying to get it figured out, and they had me like sign stuff, and I was like, man, I don't know what's going on. Our local opener had like been on late night with Fallon several times.
Yeah.
It was like a total, which in hindsight, I'm like, I mean, okay, my first time headlining, let's not get like a legit pro who's been doing it for 20 years to get some guy who's kind of going to make me look good.
Yeah. It was my first time doing comedy, so I was hosting. So I did like 5 minutes up top, let, you know, basically Jerry Seinfeld go, and then I did another five after him. And I was just like, hokey dokey. Well,
it's tough.
He's pretty good. You guys want to see Trey soon?
I do. I do think that with comedy, there was this like really strict ladder. The first time I did comedy was 10 minutes in front of like a crowd of mine who was coming to see my podcast show, and my friend dared me to like take my tweets and turn into comedy. And I knew a lot of stand-ups. I had like dated a stand-up, and I had like subconsciously learned a lot, but I didn't even know you're supposed to start with five. So I feel like so many things, comedy is really like, however you find it, I respect it, as long as, you know, you find your stage presence. I mean, you could get away with a lot with charisma.
Yeah. Yeah. What, so when was that day you first did stand-up?
Riz. Oh my God. Honestly, I'm pretty green. It was like in 2019.
Yeah, you can be honest.
That I started.
I know. I'm already seeing the insecurity. People ask me too. I know.
I know. I hate telling people because I feel like they get judgy. I'm like, I've been writing for over 7 years, but I started doing actual stand up in 2019. But this, I had dealt with like performance anxiety with tennis, and I was obviously a good player, but I would get nervous a lot and in my head. And with stand-up, I was like, what if I get on stage and I feel tight and I get in my head? And I got on stage and I felt this calmness I never felt before. And I was like, oh, shit, I think I found what I actually was meant to be doing. And it was a crazy feeling. And my friends were like, hey, we like the podcast part, but the stand-up was our favorite. And some New York comics cornered me. They're like, if you want to be a real stand-up, you know, we'll
show you. You got to live in a bunker for 5 years and never do it again.
And, like, I did grind, but I had to sell tickets early on. Like, I wanted to make money, so I had to get an hour fairly early. And because of that, I'd argue that, yeah, it's been only so many years, but I've been doing my hour the whole time. So I've had a lot of minutes on stage. As you know, you get better when you're just thrown on stage for an hour. You got to figure it out.
I know. It's
like
easy
to... That's the timeline
as you. It is. Yeah. First time I did it was July 2019.
Yeah.
And you were writing like forever.
Well, I mean, I was making comedic content for years. So I think I definitely feel myself getting better at it and funnier. And then, yeah, the second time I went up was Ryan Hamilton. And I remember the first few times I did it, I was just doing guest spots at the Kansas City club here, and I would just lie. They'd be like, yeah, so who are you? And like, how long have you been doing this? And the truth was, This is the second time I've ever stepped foot in a comedy club. But when I would just be like, you know, I'm like, yeah, pretty green year in. I remember Ryan Hamilton. He asked me and I kind of explained why I'm on Instagram this. He's like, one of the internet guys.
It's
like, oh, he hates me.
But if you put in the work,
do your thing.
You have the experience from the internet.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed. Go for it.
And also, yeah, you've been doing like real long form writing of bits like nonstop, and some comics will be doing the same 10 minutes of jokes for years, where like you're coming out with new stuff all the time. So anyway, I have a lot of respect for content creators.
For sure. And I think you're
some people, it's hard to be on stage live.
Yeah, I think you're seeing that respect. They're more and more people like us, influencers turned comedians, if you will, or lack of better terms. Like there's numerous of us at the festival. So that was cool.
Are you going to become a daddy influencer or a zaddy
influencer? No, I'm trying not to. When I'm in a dark place and I just feel like I need a little pop of content, I've used my son for sure. So I'm going to try not to do that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, he's not. I'm not going to milk him. I'm not going to put him in all the videos.
Yeah, I do think it's a thin line, because once you start and you see the engagement, then people are asking for it. And next thing you know, like people are knowing about your kid.
And then bounty picker uppers, like, we'll pay you this to show your kid playing with paper towels. You're like, you have a job now.
No, literally. Yeah, it's very slippery slope. You heard kids are suing their parents now for like making them work.
Really?
It's like, going to be a great documentary.
That will.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
I want to see the behind the scenes of some of these like shots with the kids. Like, how long did it take you to get all four kids to be like wearing these diapers and posing like that? Like, I want to know the behind the scenes of like how many times you cursed out your kids to get that $10,000 from that brand.
That'd be a funny video.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
All right, cut. We have to do it again. You just hear a belt.
You're like, stop crying. I need you to smile now.
Come on.
Teethy White.
Bartholomew, sit there and don't move. It's kind of funny, though, because through all of humanity, children like worked and helped the family.
It's family business.
Family business.
Sorry. I mean, in Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go out there and help with harvest.
Yeah.
And
sorry. Your mom is a coal miner. Yeah. You have to go help.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I am a coal miner right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Thomas is on the podcast occasionally. He likes to, you know, pop in and...
He likes to pop in, help us out.
Uh-huh.
How is he doing down there?
Oh,
he's finally asleep. It was a rough getting to nap time, but he's asleep now.
Super mom over here. I do have respect watching her be a mom. It's kind of insane. She's like a mind reader. She's like, oh yeah, he needs this. And it works. You're just like, it's weird, man.
Mother's
and I just
intuition.
Abandon him every other weekend. So it's tough for me to connect with him. I'm kidding. Last week. So I'm starting to get self-conscious about that. And we have the touring booked where it's not, I'm only out every other weekend for like three cities at a time is kind of the average. Because I was like, I got a kid now. I don't want to, but I came back feeling extra insecure for some reason. Like, I mean, does he like remember who I am? And she goes, well, you know, to him, it's probably even like feels like a lot longer. And it was like one of the handful of times I've just lost it on my wife. I was like, why would you say that? And she was just like, I don't know why I said that. I don't know. And I was just.
To her, it's like, his
first
does not
words
know
were,
you
I'm not.
At all.
Yeah. She's like, well, I don't think it's like freaking him out because he's actually totally forgotten about me.
Yeah. No, his first words are, I'm not going to call him dad.
Yeah. Trey. That's great. That's funny. You're engaged.
No, but congratulations.
Thank you. And congrats on
engagement. I'm married.
Oh, you did get married.
I've been married. You know, my wedding ring is causing a rash on my finger right now.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Oh, I took it off. Yeah, so I don't know what that means.
When did you get married?
I got married not this May, but last May.
Okay,
Been
in a little bit.
And I'm actually married to a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Even though I told myself I wouldn't do that, but here we are. And he's older, so he's at the point where he's like, if you don't want kids, I'm fine with it. I'm tired. So I've never been in that place. I've never been in this. I always thought I'd have a family. I'm very close with my family. But I'm at this place where I realize, like, I guess you don't, like, have to. And it's hard because I'm 31 and I'm, like, finally getting momentum in my career. And this is when most women are like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So it is different when you're a woman on the road being like,
yeah,
and you can't wait too long. So I'm in that kind of place where I'm just like having him pull out.
It would be. it would be very difficult to be a mom on the road. I mean, that was a great build there. Yeah, so yeah. There it is. There's a comedian.
Yeah, that was great.
It's off guard. That would be tough because it was tough for me. And I mean, yeah, you have to feed him and all that stuff.
Or maybe I just like bring it around, like, you know how Eliza Schlesinger like brings her dog in like a bag on the road.
Yeah, do that. Just up
I
on
mean,
stage.
Be like,
I'm about to bring him on the bus. You know, just have a little bus baby.
Yeah, yes,
bus baby.
A bus baby. I'll imagine like one of the random like high openers being like, "Can you just watch my kid? I'll be off in like 50."
Yeah.
Just if he cries, just go deeper into the basement.
Yeah. I don't want to hear him. Yeah. Gonna throw me off.
I'm like, "What's your name, Ashton? Yeah, can you watch my baby? I'll be right back."
Thank you so much.
Wait, so does your husband tour?
But yeah, we'll see. So he's actually a big comic in Ireland, and he recently, when we got married, he's from New York though originally, so he moved back, and he does his shows, but right now I'm like trying to have him kind of hold down the fort and me run around, so that we spend time together. He will come on the road with me when it's like a fun city, like Oklahoma City. Just kidding. Yeah.
Tulsa.
Babe. Gotta get to Missouri.
No, but like he came to me to like Miami, or like he loves skiing, so he was like Salt Lake City.
Right.
So when I want to see him, I'm like, I tell my agent, I'm like, can you book like San Diego or something?
Yeah.
So he'll perform with me. But it's good because sometimes he'll have shows, I have shows, and we both call each other like at night, how was your show? And it's, and because he's like older and has had like a whole career, he's very wise. It is annoying though, because he'll tell me like, these are the mistakes I made, don't make them. And I'm like, I feel like I kind of need to make them to like believe you. But I do feel like I'm with someone who understands me in a way. It just, schedule wise, it does get tough.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a lot when you're both touring comedians.
But it is fun to like miss each other a little. Like, let's be honest, your wife is like, bye, we miss you. And then it's like, thank God. And then when you come back, it's like, who is this man? We have so much to talk about.
Right.
You
right.
know, COVID, you ran fresh. Out of stuff to talk about.
We were. Yeah. A lot of togetherness.
From city to city, are you bussing? Are you flying? Are you in a van?
I did not know. I feel like bus takes a lot of admin. Like, you have to, like make sure all the places are close. Because sometimes I'll be very random. I'm just using my private jet.
Oh, smart.
Smart.
Way less logistics. Yeah. It's just easier.
That would sometimes you just got to keep it simple. The PJ.
Actually, we got drunk one night and I was doing Giggly Squad, which is my podcast.
Yes, yes.
And this guy, we brought him on stage. We bring guys on and make fun of them. And he was like, yeah, I do private jet selling. And I was like, oh, we're in Austin. We have to go to Houston tomorrow. Like, can you get us a deal?
Prove it.
And he was like, yeah, I'll get you a deal. And I was like on a high from the show. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, Paige, let's do it. We have one life. And he was like, $7,000. And I was like, for instead of doing like a 3-hour Uber, that would cost like $100. And I was like, no, I can't do it now.
Yeah. Wow, good for you. Yeah, you're like, oh, that's a good deal? $7,000? Half off. Yeah, I know.
Like, it's like Bert Kreischer, the unloaded tour.
Right.
The fully loaded tour.
I've never stepped foot on a private jet. I don't know. No. I've been teasing with, I go to
think,
Vegas
like,
every year.
I'm trying to make money with comedy.
I know. You can't.
Yeah.
We joke too. I feel like we've seen a couple comedians that you're like, they're selling a lot of tickets, but they're in a private jet. I'm like, and like, it's still not adding up to me. I mean,
It doesn't. I know it's a, I told Paige, I was like on that high after the show where you're feeling yourself. I'm like, it's a write-off.
Private jet.
And divide it by two. And then we literally woke up the next morning. I was like, who do we think we are?
Yeah. And I think if I ever coughed up and did that, I'd be like, could you, this is like, don't take the like A to B. Let's make circles and like.
Does it do any cool tricks?
Yeah.
There's some landscape over there.
Seriously, I also but I do have a lot of points accumulated. So okay. I'm good with my points and
not to brag.
I'm not to brag. I am a diamond.
The whole thing. I have the Southwest Companion Pass.
Yeah.
Sleeping in hotels is probably a little nicer than the bus.
Be a bus
as
hater.
Far as, I'm not a bus hater, but I'm just saying, as a girl, it is much harder.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh my God.
You're
like,
menstruating. Yeah, that. You can't flush anything. But right? Also, like, you just to wash your face, I have like a water bottle and I'm like, shh, like trying to. I mean, it's like camping.
No. Also, the whole rule of like no pooping in the bus. I'm like, so what do I do?
Yeah. Right. It
I was, don't. I'm not a Holden girly. Like, life is too short. If I need to go, I'm going.
You're gonna give that turd a private jet down. Yeah. You know, you only have one life.
They charge me extra because of the poop on the private jet. Yeah.
It's a write-off. I'll poop when I want. Yes. Wait,
did you say you're a Southwest what?
Southwest Companion Pass. Ever heard of it?
Guess who his companion is?
It's when you rack up enough points, you a guest flies for free with you for a year.
Why Southwest? Do you take Southwest?
That's what we got around here. That's what the meth addicts, they load
the
plane.
Literal Hunger Games of airlines.
Well, yeah, it's a great option around here. It's oftentimes.
Do you understand Southwest? You have to ask people what number they are, and then everyone takes the aisle and the window, and then you have to jump on people.
I'm always at least A30 or higher. So
I'm humble brag.
It is. I mean, like the only airline that flies to LA direct from here is Southwest or Spirit. I'll get on Spirit, dude. I don't care.
You did make us take Spirit recently.
I took my wife on a Spirit flight to LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. We did a Spirit flight to LA and then stayed at the one hotel. I'll do it. Really, like, you know.
No, I've taken Southwest when I was forced to against my will. I'm mostly Delta.
I don't know. Delta, I'd like that. But I don't hate the pick your seat thing because I can really control who I'm next to.
Well, also on Southwest, they have the two-seater exit row. So if it's just the two of
Southwest
us.
Southwest first class.
That's
good.
Mm-hmm. You know. They also let you fly it sometimes.
You do have to be the flight attendant for half the time. Which is fun.
It's always a bummer when I get picked. I have to serve
trade
drinks.
You just have to flap your arms really hard.
Yeah.
I have a question. What do you do? Because this happened to my mom. She said she was going to sit down, and someone goes, "No, I'm saving this for someone who wasn't." What do you do?
Well, again, I am A-list, not to brag. I have status, which means I'm one of the...
What if something happened and your friend was in C?
It is a little... I witnessed a guy do this to a guy once who just sat down. He's like, "I'm saving that seat." He's just like, "You can't do that." And just alpha'd him. So I wouldn't mind doing that.
I don't really understand.
But then you have to sit next to him the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I don't... Because it's watched someone... Move. We used to do that for each other. Like, I don't know. I didn't have A-list for a while or something. You would save. But like... I watched someone do this. This woman get really angry, and the seat right behind the one she wanted to sit in was open. And so you're just kind of like, this seems a little, you know.
Also, what are you doing talking to the person the whole time? I don't even, my husband like tries to puss together, and I'm like, I don't need to sit next to you.
Yeah. Very true.
I just want to get the window.
Our tour producer, they would like sit the whole crew like all lined up next to each other. I was like, put us all over the plane. We don't need to.
We're not going
to. We're going to be together the next 70 hours. Let us not. We don't need to be rubbing shoulders. What do you do if.
I do recommend.
Recommend what?
I was just saying, I do recommend a good plane show right now called Hijack that's on Apple Plus.
It's called Hijack?
I think I'm good. I saw the previews. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, Idris Elba.
Wild. Yeah. And I normally don't like this stuff, but it's kind of like a chess game. Basically, a plane gets hijacked. I don't know if we should watch it because we're on planes every single day, but
I was gonna say,
it gives you a little thrill.
You're going on a cruise? You should watch. There's a movie called Shipwrecked. You would love that.
There's a movie called The Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to do, if you're down, we're going to do a classic segment on the podcast. It's it's just called Triggered. What triggered you recently? So we'll go first, right? You said you had something, Katie?
Yeah.
Oh, she's ready. Okay. So you take your time. Katie, what do you got? What's
triggered?
What's triggering you?
It triggered me so much. I posted it on my Instagram story, which
I knew you were upset.
I mean, I never. Post really in general.
Katie's the least confrontational person on the planet.
Never.
And I was on the road and she posted this story. I was like, oh, she's fired up over there.
So I was a little tired also. I had to fly with Thomas alone to my grandma's funeral. It was a whole thing, right? But on the way home, I had Thomas and I had a guy sitting next to me and then a guy sitting behind me. And at one point during the flight.
Was it Southwest?
Both. No, it was American.
I was like, why are you choosing to sit next to me?
Both men reached over and grabbed Thomas's hand.
Both?
At the same time.
Not at the same time.
Red Rover.
But one time he was in a carrier, like on me, and he reached over and grabbed his hand. And I'm like, first of all, don't touch my baby. Secondly, don't touch my baby's hand who he's putting in his mouth with your nasty plain hands. Also, you're in my personal space. He is on my body right now, like in a carrier.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe the like audacity they had to just like touch my baby. Like they wouldn't touch me. Why are you going to touch him?
Oh, were you kind of jealous?
I'm like, please touch me first.
Yeah. Why are you groping him? Not me. I still got it.
No.
And then what'd you post on your story? What did it say?
PSA.
I said, PSA, please do not touch people's babies you do not know.
Yeah, I DM'd her back. I was like, oh, wow, going through it over there.
I said, especially their hands that they're putting in their mouth. Thank you.
She did. She DM'd me back. She's like, I'm getting a bunch of moms in my DMs backing me up. Like, oh, mom influencer in the making.
I don't know. I just was like, I was very tired, but I also well,
it's
just
like you don't pet a dog randomly.
Yeah,
right. You know, like you give it a little like eye. Sure, yes, can. Is consent. He good? Is he nice? Right. I just be like, no, my baby's not nice. My baby doesn't get along with other people.
I just kept thinking about all the gross things that like the on were on their hands, and that's not on his.
Wow.
So then I
you
just
really
like
went down a rabbit hole.
PSA,
wash your hands. I just had to hold his hands with my hands until I could get it them clean so he wouldn't
Well,
mouth.
That's psycho, but that's okay.
Maybe
that's
you shouldn't
psycho.
Show your cute baby's hands out in public.
Yeah, put a little mess on them. For it.
Maybe your baby's
asking
for it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, be less cute, Thomas. So,
that's great.
That was my...
I'll tell you what triggered me was the Canadian people. Did you... You weren't there.
Yeah.
I was asking...
Didn't go.
They were as pale as you, and it pissed me off.
Yeah, I get it.
They're in slow motion up north. Did you feel this, Hannah? Mm-hmm. Everywhere I went, trying to eat dinner, going through doors, getting on and off elevators, they just kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, they're in slow... The airport
You're
security...
You're a New Yorker right now.
I know. I yeah.
New Yorker.
We like the speed
in
Missouri.
You're walking here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm farming here.
Yeah.
That's what we do around here.
And that's
no, I see that for sure.
What triggered me immensely. They even the I just had some weird interactions. I was getting coffees. Oh, they're a big no plastic place. Can't find plastic anywhere. I was like, okay,
no straws.
Yeah,
no
straws
anywhere.
It's like plastic's pretty cool. It really is. Like, we don't need all of these.
They
sea
don't
animals.
Have turtles in Montreal.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean, seagull? Yeah, I want to see a seagull wearing a necklace, dude. And they would give you cold brew in the warm cup. And for those of you who don't know, the reason cold drinks are in the plastic is because when you put something cold in the paper cup, the condensation, it dissolves the paper, and then your drinking paper is terrible. And so I would ask them, and they look at me crazy, like, we don't have plastic. And then I had one other weird worker who filled up my cold brew halfway, and I called her out. I was like, could you please fill it to the top? And she goes, so strong. I was like, but I want it.
She was saying, like, the coffee was so strong, like, you don't need.
Yeah, I was like, who are you, my mother? I was New York.
Actually, that's so funny, those tiny cultural differences. Yes, someone gave me a half drink, and I was like, did you drink from this?
Yeah.
Gave it to me.
So that's mine. You have anything that triggered you?
I feel like I actually triggered someone today.
Oh, that's even better.
So there was confusion. I called an Uber and I was like in Midtown Manhattan and there's this like long road. So I couldn't walk yet. I had to wait for the walking whatever sign. So I finally get there and I see it says T10 and I open it up and the guy's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh my God. Cause I've opened the wrong Uber door before, but like, I'm not going to like, first of all, I can't drive. I'm not going to like steal your car. Second of all, like, I'm sorry. Third of all, like, I don't know. Why is your door open? I don't know. And he got like mad and I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, close the door. And then I looked and I was like, it is an automatic door. Like I was being kind of like sassy. With my...
That's awesome.
It said automatic door. And I was like, cause I walked away cause he cursed at me. And he's like, shut the door. And I'm like, it is a door. And then he like yelled something else at me and I gave him the finger.
Which one?
And
which
I
one?
Never
which
do
one?
That.
Which one?
I
what
never,
does it mean?
The pinky. Like
yeah. Dr. Evil, yeah.
Dr. Evil because I was like, I'm evil today, going to random men's cars.
You did trigger him.
But then I checked my phone and the Uber had changed and I realized that was my Uber who canceled on me during like the 2 minutes that I was trying to get across the street. And he cursed at me. It was such a New York City moment where like, yeah, I'm just giving people the bird and then just going about my day like nothing happened. But I normally never get mad, but I think it's like this low voice. I think I'm like a UFC fighter or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like, gosh, I thought I was picking up a Hannah. Looks like a sweet girl. You're like, Uber for Hannah.
I was this for Hannah. But with New York, there's so many cars everywhere and they're all the same car. So jumping into random cars, I triggered that man. And I don't apologize because he was so nasty.
I used to tell a I used to joke about, I would, because living in Kansas City, and pre-COVID, I'd go to like LA and New York a lot more. And I would like get dropped off at the airport in New York by a guy who'd like get in road rage and be like, and step out of the car and try to fight another Uber driver. I witnessed this. I was like, what's happening? And then I land in Kansas City and some lady is like, those are some cool shoes, young man. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, pretty different.
That is so funny. The Uber drivers in other places, like you'll hear their full like family
stories. Yep. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And you did Oklahoma City, dude. They might be like, why don't you come over for supper?
They asked me about my politics, my religious views, abortion. And I'm like, how did we get here? Also, they'll if you say you do comedy, they need to like follow your podcast. Oh, like New York. Yeah. It's like
I just lie.
They don't ask you anything.
They want you to follow
what do you,
them.
What
also.
Do you lie?
Yeah. I just go, I'm in marketing or something. Or I'll say self-employed's a go-to because I'm not lying. And
okay.
90% of people don't keep asking, but if they do, and I'm like, it's always a toss-up. Am I going to? Or they're like, you're heading to so-and-so theater. What's going on there? And I'm half the time I just go, we're just on the crew, or I don't want to go through the whole thing because then you're like, well, I'm the comedian.
These motherfuckers have follow-ups.
Yeah.
They have follow-up questions. I am very bad at lying, so I don't lie. But once I did, I was doing like a college gig and they're like, what are you doing at the college? And I'm like, seeing a friend. And they were like, oh, you're going to like hang out with like a kid in college. And I was like, I mean, it's like my sister's friend. Like, so you're hanging out with your sister's friend. And he's like, where are you staying? And I was like, oh my God, I literally sound like a pedophile right now. He was like, I was like, I'm helping them move. And like, he kept asking me all these. And the next thing you know, I was in like a deep, dark web.
Yeah. And you're like, I have to move here now.
Yeah. No, I literally had to move. I had to like, I made up a whole person. And then I'm very paranoid that he's like going to like follow up about it. So I was like, I can't lie anymore. Or I'll lie. And then a guy later on will be like, oh, my kid really wants to get into, you know, comedy. And then I'm like, I'd love to give advice. But I already lied. I can't give comedy advice.
I had a guy keep digging and digging at me, but it turned out he knew who I was the whole time.
I was
checking. This was kind of COVID times, right? So we were desperate for random stuff. So we had this idea, me and some buddies, we would just rent, get a hotel room for one night so we could access the hotel pool. Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's something to do. We're like, hey, 8 of us, we'll split this $100. Fine. For some reason, I was like, felt awkward doing this. So I check in and the guy's like, what brings you to town? Of course, I live in this town. So I immediately am just like, I don't want to explain all this. So I just go, work. He goes, what do you do? And I was like, consulting. I'm like making up crazy lies. Like, who do you work for? There's like a company, Oracle's in town. I'm like, Oracle. I'm a consultant for Oracle. I just keep going. And he's like, does anyone ever tell you, you look like this dude who makes these like video, like,
does he make it for Oracle?
And I was like, oh yeah, I get that a lot. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. And he keeps going. He's like,
how do these people know we're lying immediately?
And then when he's like, is this, so he's like, I already told him my last name's Kennedy. He's like, and is this your email here? Like, you know, Trey so-and-so Kennedy at gmail.com. He's like, and you're not Trey Kennedy. And I was like, all right, yeah, it's me. And it was just the most humiliating. So that's what's made me really never do it again. Because
you're not like prepared for these small talk moments, and then it's very easy to go haywire. And I'm like, I'll give you 5 stars. Just don't tell anyone about this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I think that was fun.
Yeah.
Hannah Burner, everyone. She's on tour.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, go to hannahburner.com, which shout out to you for having hannahburner.com. I feel like a lot of these comedians are like, hannahburncomedy.com. Like, come on, buy the URL. You're selling a lot of tickets. Like,
Hannah.
Yeah, yeah. HannahBurner.com. She has two podcasts. They're great. She's everywhere. So go follow her, Instagram, all that good stuff. And thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
Same.
See you, Hannah.
Peace. Thank you, Hannah. That was fun. Let's wrap up this episode. We got a let's do a classic segment. Jake, you got a sheltered kid moment, I heard. Sheltered kid moment of the week.
Yes.
What do you got?
This was, it happened very fast. You can chalk it up to being sheltered. Maybe just the spur of the moment, the things around me. But I'm with the groomsmen. You know, this is my future brother-in-law getting married. His groomsmen are all friends from high school, friends from college. I don't know any of them, but I'm trying my best to fit in. And anyway, they start to do a drinking game. And never heard of this drinking game before. Kind of fun, though. You play Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And every time they say thunder, yeah, apparently everyone else has heard of it.
No, I've heard of it with Roxanne. You know that song?
Mm.
Roxanne!
Yeah,
say the police. 50 times.
Anytime I would try to tell people this, like, yeah, yeah, you don't have to explain this. Like, I don't know how it works. Like, no, but so they say thunder a lot in the song.
So and the ping pong, no paddles, though, with the ping pong.
You toss it into a little cup. No, but anyway, just shelter kid moment of the week was they all had Miller Lights and I had a water. And they all, like, kind of patronized me.
And you're the one who puked? guys, I know this is embarrassing.
I mean, you can drown yourself. That is a thing from too much water.
I had a Red Bull before this.
Like, I'm, like, drinking the water, and they're all like, yeah, Jake! I'm like, you don't need to cheer for me.
Here you go.
So that happened, and then there's another picture. Sorry, Derek, I should have sent this to you beforehand, but I'll just put it up here, that my sister sent me today. And we're on a party bus. Everyone else around me have the time of their life, and I look terrified to be drinking a tequila seltzer. So there it is. I don't know if you can see that very well.
You should send it to me afterwards, okay. And I'll put it in.
You see it?
Yeah.
I look scared to death.
Oh, just coughing this drink. You need some long drink, huh?
That was probably what was missing, but... Yeah, and there were times where I'd lead into it where I think I literally did like put my fingers in my ears when they were playing like, you know, some crazy ratchet song. What is this?
What is this?
This is not the Weird Al version. I do not recognize this.
I don't know who approved this. Get some casting crowns up in here.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, why are the, oh, your sister's getting married.
Yeah.
Yes.
She got married. Saw her right before this. It was kind of fun.
Good guy?
Good guy. Only got 9 fingers, fun fact.
Oh, wow. Lost it in a partying accident?
Pong? Farming.
Thunderstruck? Farming
accident.
Oh, that's got to make the family kind of proud, though.
Yeah, hey, he died doing what his dad loved.
Like, I'd like to ask your daughter's hand in message. Hand in marriage. Whoa. Put her there, son.
Mitch McConnell.
That's a
go-to. You gotta look at that.
That's the go-to whenever you're awkward. Just Mitch McConnell. Yeah, that's what... Oh, wait.
I can't even hold the face. How do you do that?
Oh. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anything else you'd like to say?
It happens to the best of us, right? The most strongest man in the world happened. I'd like to ask your blessing for your daughter's hand in marriage. Like, put her there, son. Like, whoa. Where's the finger? Like, lost it in harvest. You're the
harvest
perfect one.
96.
You're the one. Which finger is gone?
It's pinky. So you do feel it when you shake his hand.
Ah, gross.
Dominant hand?
Yeah, his right hand. Ooh. Yeah, still went on. He's fine. My dad was... Ooh. Well, I guess two funny things about my dad. One, I think him and my mom were like picking out like Christmas gifts for everyone last Christmas. And they'd gotten all the like kids and a significant other's gloves. And then my dad was like, oh my gosh.
The one thing, yeah.
Is this insensitive? Like, is it more sensitive to like, cut it off and sew it? My mom's like, I can sew it. I can, should that, or is that more insensitive to give you a 9-fingered glove? So that was really funny. I forgot about that. But then more recently, my dad was doing his,
he's just like proud of you. Marry my daughter. Pinky's up. Oh, boy.
That's what I was going to say, actually. Oh, No, it's perfect. You get the joke. So it's like, what is it? Mitch McConnell. What's it called? The best man. Best man. Jeez.
Anything else you'd like to say, Mitch, about the best man?
Anything else, Mr. McConnell?
Best man gives a speech. he says the 10 things you need to know about Brayden. He's like, and he gets all the way through 9, and I would tell you number 10, but Brayden's only got 9 fingers. Yeah, you know, big laugh.
Nice.
Nicole, maid of honor, she gets up, talks, and all right, to the bride and groom, pinkies up. Well, except for Brayden.
Oh,
and
that's pretty good.
Then I see my dad over there like scratching out his pinky joke. Like, all right, well, they've already done it.
Yeah, I guess when I said that, he's probably heard that 50,000 times.
Yeah, I know. And honestly, I was mad at myself for not seeing those coming. Mm. I was like, oh yeah, the one really big trait of his. Yeah, you probably should have those.
I feel like when because maid of honor speeches, you know, not to generalize, but they suck. So when I mean, she goes up with a pretty good joke there. Did she bring the house down?
She started with the joke, ended with a joke. I actually, I told her, I made a point to tell her, I was like, I was very impressed. You did a good job.
She for a girl.
All things considered. Yeah. I mean, the bar was so low. You've seen others, right?
Yeah, like,
they're
okay,
awful. Wow. She did say, she's like, you know, when Caitlin asked me, I was pretty nervous to do any kind of public speaking. And so I just tried to watch people that, you know, would help me out. And so I just got done watching Jake Triplett's comedy special. So I was like,
oh, she said that up there?
Ah, yeah. And, you know, my side of the family was aware of it. I'm sure the, you know, Brayden side were like, what?
Yeah, right.
Who is that? Yeah. Do more pinky jokes.
Yeah. Did Middle School Mattis get a shout out?
What if you get a shout out?
Wait,
so
what?
I watched Trey Kennedy's comedy special.
He's not even here.
This guy films for, or he used to.
Yeah, it's cool. He used to film.
Anyway, Caitlin and I met. No. They were good. Brayden's great. Got a little off the rails there. Sheltered kid.
What's your favorite show growing up? Pinky and the Brain.
There you go.
What, any others?
You know, pinky jokes. I don't know what my dad's was going to be. I think it was something like, you know, we always prayed for the perfect guy for Caitlin. And, well, 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Solid, you know. It wasn't like super on the nose.
There's a lot of finger
but
jokes.
But I think at that point, it's like, that's probably good.
You know, hey, you complete him. Seriously, he doesn't have enough fingers.
Seriously. Yeah, it was funny. It was really fun to bond with my dad over joke writing because he, you know, he takes this so serious. Well, yeah, you heard him at my wedding.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Obviously, my wedding, he didn't want to tell me what he was going to say, so we didn't get to talk about it beforehand. But this, like with Caitlin, he's like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. What do you think about this joke? I'm like, oh, maybe reword it this way. What do you think about this? All right, I'm thinking about taking this one out. And it was kind of fun to hear him go through it and jokes that he was like, mom, your mom won't let me say this joke. And I was like, that's part of it.
Say it.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, so it was fun.
That's great. Happy for your sister and her freak husband.
Yeah.
But that'll be good. And is that, it's not genetic, right? You're not going to have weird little.
I am more worried about it than they are, for sure.
Yeah.
They seem like it's no big deal, but I'm like, you can't be too careful.
For sure. Well, thank you guys again. Go follow us on Instagram and hit us with your thoughts. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Hannah. She's great. Let us know if you want us to interview anyone else. We got some fun ideas.
Yeah.
And thanks again for always tuning in. Talk to you next week.
See ya.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.